Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. The internet is a beautiful thing. It gives us the opportunity to learn about anything. With a click of a button, we can search history, we can search news. Through social media, we've got platforms that are audience-friendly and allow us to have a voice and share our opinions. But with all that power comes great responsibility. We must also remember that even though the internet is a place where we can keep our identity a secret or hide behind a screen, we still need to behave with respect and kindness. Make sure to keep listening as we talk about how to have internet integrity.
Hello, good evening.
This is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is Mormon Channel, right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of inspiration. Your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily. Every day online, we can find things to talk about, things to discuss with one another. I try and make it a goal to keep up on local news and even national news and events. And the most interesting thing, aside from the article or video that I watch, is reading the comments that people leave. Sure, some comment opinions and some share their thoughts, but more often than not, I find that people argue with each other and disrespect each other online, calling each other names, making fun of their religion or ethnicities, or saying things that no one would normally say in front of someone. How is it that we find that courage to write things to people online, people that we don't even know, only to ridicule and belittle them? Why do we feel that because we can't see the person face to face, that makes us mightier? And all of a sudden, we almost have this say whatever I want to say card that we can use. For those of you who don't know the correct term, because I looked it up, it's referred to as the online disinhibition effect. And it describes the loosening of social restrictions and the inhibitions that are normally presented in face-to-face interactions and that take place in interactions on the internet. One of the reasons that we might feel like we can say whatever we want online is because we may feel a sense of anonymity. And anonymity can make us feel safe online. It can even make us feel like we're a completely different person and we can take on this different persona and act a totally different way than we normally would. We feel this fake sense of safety because we feel that no one is going to come after us, or that we're not really hurting anybody, or no one is going to confront us in person. So it gives us a sense of this fake courage. Like my previous example, there are so many times when I will see people be mean to each other because of their religious or their political beliefs, but we feel it's okay to say what we want to say because we're communicating with a group that likely doesn't know who we are or knows us personally. So it makes it seem okay, like we can put whatever we want out there. Sometimes I am honestly so shocked at how people treat each other online, and I just don't understand how someone would think that that would be okay. Remember, behind every screen is a real person. A person with feelings, a person with insecurities, a person with a family. We need to learn to be kind and thoughtful and respectful to everyone in person or online. Even if there is a debate going on, even if someone says something that we don't necessarily agree with, we still need to treat others like Christ would in all settings. In a talk titled "If Ye Lack Wisdom" by Marcos A. Aducatus, he says, "The internet provides many opportunities for learning. However, Satan wants us to be miserable, and he distorts the real purpose of things. He uses this great tool to promote doubt and fear and to destroy faith and hope." Remember, the internet is a gift and a tool that we've been given to use wisely. It has helped us advance as a society, and it has made communication so much easier with one another. But like any great thing, Satan seeks to destroy it. And he does that not only by putting out demeaning and bad content, but by making us think that we can be rude and nasty to each other on the internet too, without any repercussion. He makes us forget that we are all children of God, or that that person who you're bullying online is your brother or your sister. Make sure that your actions and your words match up with your beliefs. And that includes the things that you say online. That includes the type of content that you watch or you share. Think about the way that you would respond to someone in person, or the way that the Savior would respond to someone. Don't cyberbully people. Don't argue with people. Just because we have the power to say whatever we want doesn't mean that we should. And just like anything else, first think about what you're going to say. And if you don't have anything nice to say, then just don't say anything at all. Think before you post. Marion G. Romney said, "Let us therefore resolve to control our tongues and by speaking kind words to each other, emulate the loving kindness of our Lord." Be careful what you say online. Anything that you write or you post will be there forever. So make sure that what you write and how you talk to people would be in a way that you wouldn't be ashamed or embarrassed if your parents saw, or if a friend saw, or if the Savior saw. You can't control what other people will post and what other people say, but you definitely can control what you say and what you post. And I hope that we can just be kinder to one another, especially as members of the church. You know, people look at us. And how sad would it be if you said something mean online, or if you were arguing with someone online and then that person clicked on your profile and saw that you had posted things about Christ or about being a member of the church or anything like that. They might take that as a little bit hypocritical. They might then judge you or judge the church in a way that isn't accurate. So make sure that your words align with your faith and with your morals. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Let us know what you thought about today's podcast by leaving a comment. Remember, you can tune in every Monday through Friday for your daily dose of inspiration.